This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know what time it is, man. It's your boy. Welcome back to the Random Order Podcast, episode 112, the Peaches and Cream edition. You know what time it is. It's your boy, Jermaine Richards. We out here in this thing with my brother B-Baby Trey, Trevon Richards, and you motherfucker.
Got my educational in prison, but I can't go to college.
Sheldon Sebastian is also in the building. He right here with it. What up, what up, what up?
It's been a very swell episode, man. We hit all the topics we needed to hit. Mm-hmm.
Push and pull door situations. Decked out Sprinter vans. Grabbing items in a fire. Don't do that. Peaches and Cream and other related songs by 112. Yeah. Tree getting way too strong. Mm-hmm. And of course, Trevon getting pulled over by the fuzz. You know what I'm saying, man?
Listen, all my video watches, the audio version is available on all podcast platforms. We're over there answering your Discord questions. It no longer happens in the video, that happens in the audio. Man, slide over there. Listen to our responses to your valuable questions, man. All my audio listeners, we're on YouTube, man. Check out the edit. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the Clips channel. Mm-hmm. All that shit, man. I hope you're having a solid start to your weekend.
Yeah.
Bounce that ass, man.
YouTube, man.
What? Honestly, I shouldn't have said anything after you said bounce that ass. Like,
ain't nothing to say after that.
Yeah, ain't nothing to say. We just cut it right there. Fuck it out one time, man.
You like,
just like that, man.
You know what time it is, man.
Just like that.
But hold on. I'm back with a motherfucking big juicy one, man.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Yeah, I feel.
Yeah, nah, the only. That was, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of tension in your room.
Nah, man.
Maybe from, you know, our members here, maybe, you know, out there on the couch, I understand. Especially for the ones who've been watching, specifically for the ones who've been watching since episode one. You know what I'm saying? Y'all may recall we had a bout with episode after 11. Just because I, I got discomfort with 12. Now the only thing, man.
The fuzz.
The only thing.
112, that's that makes right. You
this
right.
This episode 112, okay? Because
right.
I fought with 112. 12, I fought with Peaches and Cream.
Come
nigga.
On, man.
I fought with all
Slim.
That.
Slim on that's the vibe. Right.
Come you on, know man. What I'm how many, Jones,
how many babies
man.
Were made to Peaches and Cream?
Michael Marcel Keith.
Yes, sir.
Queen is Parker. We fought with 112, man.
The long way. This the only 12 we fought
we
with.
We fought with 112, but we made that clear. We made that clear. You dig what I'm saying?
Hold on, man. When did
Room
112, and
Pleasure and Cream came out 2001.
2001.
Pleasure and Pain, they dropped 2005,
so
boy.
So check me out, man.
Come on.
I Googled Peaches and Cream. I got the dessert.
Come on.
Yes. 2001 for Peaches and Cream.
Mm-hmm.
That mean, man, how many babies were made? The amount of 21-year-olds walking around this earth because of Peaches
it's
and Cream.
It's
because
of Peaches and Cream,
112,
man.
Let's shout out the members of 112.
Yeah, one more time, man. They go Slim, Queenish, Darren Jones, and Michael Marcel Keith, man. They go 112.
That's what's up.
All together, that is Peaches and Cream, man.
Man, what a beat, man. Who's on the board?
Yeah,
the
that was Slim, man.
Slim?
Yeah.
Was it Slim
I don't
on the board?
Know.
Come on, man.
He's a violin, and then Queen is on the vocals, man.
That's
we gotta bloody. Check that out, man. For real, man.
Shout out, motherfucking 213 on them, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
R.I.P. Nate, dog, man.
Come on, dog. We was just talking about Nate, man. Ain't no more G Funk out here, man. Unless I'm not hearing from my ear in the
who
right
really
place,
on the
man.
Hooks, man.
Who on the G Funk hook, man?
Shout out to Nate Dogg, man. RIP.
Mario Wines? Mario Wines, bald
who?
No, no, no. That's fucking Mario.
Wayne's?
That's Mario. Oh, Mario. Mario.
You should let me love you.
He kind of looks like LL Cool J.
That's Mario.
Oh, that's Mario. No last name.
Right. My bad.
Wait, Mario from.
If you
I don't
play,
know this
yeah.
nigga. Oh, I don't yeah. want to know that nigga. Oh,
yeah, he's just like, oh, what a sad song. I can't.
Yeah, so, he
bro,
didn't want to know.
Actually,
bro, even if you're doing it to me,
yeah,
don't let it show.
That's what he said.
Don't let it show.
If you're playing me,
keep
it on
the low.
On the yeah. low.
Is that what he said next?
That's what he's saying.
Because my
man.
Heart can't take it anymore.
Keep it on the low.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
but nah,
you know how we
devil's advocate. What was Mario doing?
Yeah, yeah,
you don't be on that type of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You
know
it seemed like he got mm-hmm. the whole program and shit.
He playing the good guy. Like, I don't know what you did.
That cause you fought on another bitch, boy.
If you cheating too,
yeah,
that'd be
with, not yeah, each other. You know what I mean? What kind of mindset is that? But you
oh,
know,
man,
definitely
so, it,
that'd
off
be
the rip.
Great.
So it's like a movie almost, bro. Yeah,
come on.
It's like.
It's like Halo.
You already feeling for him.
It's like Halo. Yo, man.
Man.
They be hating, they be lying on me too. I feel like I gotta give you guys a Kodak Black bar like every fucking. Yeah, hold on. Remember that bar we was going over the other day in the whip?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I gotta. All right, y'all keep talking. I'll figure it out, man. Fuck, bro. I saw that.
Was it from a Vulture Cry?
No, it wasn't Vulture, man. But it was just like, I just, yeah, whatever. That's a whole different conversation, man. Let me talk about something, man. What's up with pulling push doors and pushing pull doors, man? Stop making me look stupid out here, acting like I don't know what's going on.
They should open both ways.
That's an option.
Yeah,
might be an expensive hinge.
Yeah,
might be an expensive hinge. Maybe some ceiling problems.
Mm-hmm,
whatever. Maybe. I was watching a Vox video about, I think it was literally titled, it's not you, it's the doors. Like they're inconsistent. Like they're pushed where they should be pulled. They're pulled where they should be pushed.
And I feel like there's definitely some doors that have been put on that are supposed to be pushed, but a nigga put it on upside
down. Backwards.
So mm-hmm. you just we'll just leave it. It could be pulled.
It's not mm-hmm. bad doors are everywhere.
Yeah, bad doors are everywhere.
Yo, this is a good video too. Why video game doors are so hard to get right?
I didn't even know Vox was doing this.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, let me get into that. That's crazy.
For years.
How long is that video?
Why doors are so confusing? 823?
Hey, oh, that's sweet, man.
Why
that's
video game so doors are so hard to get, right? I can't remember what exactly the I think it was like the sizing. Ah, shit, nigga.
Mm.
Anyways, nigga, yeah, bad doors, nigga. Fix it, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, speaking of
12.
Man.
I was out doing my dailies, you know what I'm saying? Little breakfast with the boo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some cheer shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trey had the whip.
I'm
like, all right, cool, I'm about to Uber back to the crib. Wait, where's Trey at with the whip?
Mm-hmm.
He was getting his dentistry done.
Yep.
Okay.
Bloop, bloop.
He's on his way down on the Gardner Expressway.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'll get you. I'm like, all right, cool, let me go buy toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the toilet paper. I get a scary call.
Mm-hmm.
My man Trey just got caught over,
mm-hmm.
caught up, and pulled over
by the fun of the suns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
12 man,
12 got me, man.
Got your ass speeding,
brother. The thing is,
not
man, like, go ahead, man, talk to
it,
man.
No, that's. I mean, yeah, you brother, let take it away.
Nah, you got to
tell
man.
Your story.
Yeah, I'll drive. I'll drive.
You was going a little fast.
The thing is, nah, man, bro. Well, I'm coming off the fucking Gardner
mm-hmm.
onto Lakeshore.
This
all my
highway.
GTA people, the Gardner is just basically picture a highway and a connecting to the main road of Toronto. It's to Lakeshore. It's a road that runs all around Toronto on a lake. I'm coming off the highway. You're going from 100 miles per hour or kilometers per hour, telling you to drop down to 60.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already doing 100. But I'm not going to slow down. Gradually, I'll get there because there's a light when you get, like, maybe, I don't even know how far it is, but there's a light eventually, so you got to slow down. Mm-hmm. So I'm going from 100, going down to 80. Eventually, I'm going to make my way to 60.
Okay.
And he's right there, like, right when you get off the highway.
Clock.
Got you doing 99,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Yeah, I've been doing, like, come on,
hey,
man.
You know, he trying to do his job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? So he pull up, and he come get me. I'm like, ugh, whatevs. unfair, whatever. But then I forgot my license was expired.
Oh. Yeah. The fuzz knew we had him.
Yeah. So I just had given my papers and just made it easy. I'm just like, yeah. He's like, he pulled up. He said, talk to me. What's going on? I said, I'm just going to pick up my brother. The story made sense. I'm a little bit late. Mm-hmm. I was just coming off air. And I knew I was speeding. Like, here go my documents, man. Get me out of here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Handed off to him confidently. Nigga came back. He's just like, how far is your brother? I'm like, I was going to get him. He's like, I can't let you do that. I was like, oh, fuck. He knows. He's like, yo, your license expired. You got to get out of here. You got to like park the car right here. And I was like, pulled over next to the parking lot. I'm like, let me just whip this thing right here. He's like, yo, you can't operate this vehicle. And technically, he can let me go and pull me over again and take the whip. That's funny. But he was nice, though. He was working with me, man. He's just like, yo, I'll stay behind you. Like, park behind you. Just stay here. Told your man, call an Uber. Come pick up the whip.
And you hit him with the what the hell?
Huh?
You hit him with the what the
hell?
Nah,
I knew.
So he came back with a smarty smile.
Yeah. You got me. Still, you got me. I just told him.
I rate that because me, I'm a really?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Inspiring. I thought it was good. Wasn't the COVID stuff? I'm about to pull anything up.
The thing is, like, I was about to say something, like, because it just happened on March, so it was like April 1st or something at this point. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like that far off. And I was just like, it kind of slipped my mind. I totally forgot about it. And I'm like, I can do it today. And then he just like, yeah, like literally go do it and you can take the driver's seat again. But he was mad nice. So shout out to that, man.
That's what's up.
Did what he had to do. But he got me, man. He got me.
And the fuzz got you.
The fuzz.
The speeding limits sometimes they're for real a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody needs to come back and revisit this. Yeah, and think
you
about
gotta redrive this road, brother.
Mm-hmm. Come on, 60, bro.
Cars go faster.
You're getting hot.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, facts. Facts.
And that's the thing, bro. It just doesn't make sense because, like, there's a reasonable speed, bro. Like, there's a reasonable speed. I'm not wilding. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything crazy. Like, and to make matters worse, the hill, when you're coming off the highway, it's a hill going down. So it's like, bro.
Your car's picking up.
My car's picking up speed. Like, up, and no one's, it's not crowded. It's not like there's hella cars ahead of me. It's empty, bro. Like, you know?
This is me being eco-friendly, just coasting off my 100. I just came off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's residual 100, man.
You know what I mean? You know I already spent it, Nick. It's in the air. I might go coast.
Yeah,
they get you right at the fucking, right at the damn crack of that speed change.
Dog, it like you don't even know, sometimes you don't even notice that the speed change. So I'm like, bro, let me just slide up through here.
Mm-hmm. Do they really have quotas that they got to meet? Is this
that's a good
pedestrian
question.
Fucking myth?
Do
I think
that's something that we made up? Maybe
speeding.
I ain't never Googled it. Still,
you know, you just need a reason.
Yeah, it made me feel better.
It's like, man, them motherfuckers trying.
Made me feel like I'm less of a dirtbag, and they're just fucking.
More of a dirt bike.
Yeah.
12 per month. A ticket is requested per shift with an average of 12 per month.
I believe that, nigga.
The Toronto Police, why they said it twice, made a statement declaring that they do not have a traffic ticket quota for the officers.
I disagree.
However, what though?
But they say one ticket is requested per shift, so that's a quota.
Niggas at Foot Locker got quotas, bro. You telling me the policemen don't got no quotas?
Bro, on top of just, it's free money.
Yeah.
They can literally go out there and say, hey, man, you made that. Yeah. That's a weird turn you made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, all you got to do is park up at a stop sign where it's a weird street saying, don't turn left on this side. Like, I literally got down Bathurst heading to New York.
We're not
like,
perfect driver, not fucking robots, nigga.
Yeah,
and
like,
they know that shit, man.
They know that.
You could get technical.
Mm-hmm.
So, my man, you slid past that little line a little bit, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can.
I wonder if...
The 60 starts right here, brother.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Right across this line.
Right across this line. You roll, brother.
A centimeter over, man.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. What you doing?
It's probably Canada walking up in their up in their offices and, like, hey, nigga, we need new sidewalks, nigga. We need to
step the bread up.
And you know what it is, too? I feel like a lot of people don't even fight tickets. So they just bank on, like, you're not finna fight this. You just gonna pay it.
I be fighting that line more.
That's good, bro.
Fuck that.
It's like, I know this is a bullshit ticket, but you're not going to come to court and say that. You're just going to pay it.
The thing is, when he pulled me over, so he put me doing like 20 less or something like that, so the ticket was cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And he, this nigga said, when he was giving me my tickets, he was reading everything. He's just like, now, if you want, you can fight this in court. Nigga dropped his shades on me and then put it back up and continue talking. It was a brother, man. It was
like, I'm
going to
see your ass.
He's like, yo, like, come on. Like, that's, like, I'm blessing you. Like, just, it's a $50 ticket.
So, yeah.
Matter of fact, I should pay that.
You should. Bro, y'all know, y'all ever like, you know the moment when you get on Instagram And there's a new green circle there.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, the new, you know.
It's like, oh, I got added. And this, I wish I could turn off being added to somebody's close friends. I wish there was like some type of agreement process.
Yeah,
because sometimes I'd be close. It's like, bro, I don't want to see this, bro.
We ain't even close. Yeah. I don't want to see the color,
man. I don't even want to see that. Like, I got green circles around people that I don't even like really talk to. It's like,
so what, you just thinking of me? You just, you know,
like, cool, nice. You think I'm a nice guy? I'll share my clothes. But then now I'm seeing the shit that like I don't really get down like that. Yeah, and I wish I could just turn that shit off, bro. Like.
Sometimes I like to tap in and check someone's real character. I'm like, what you talking about on here?
And that's, and, but the thing is,
most then, racist shit.
Sometimes it'd be like the side of someone like, I'm not interested in like this, seeing you like horny and shit. You know, posting like horny shit.
Oh, that's what.
Like, I don't want to see that side of you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, especially if you like someone I consider like family or like a family friend. Like, I'm not trying to see that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? 100%. Like, I don't need to see that. You know what I'm saying? So I just woke up this morning to some new close friends I didn't have yesterday. And I'm just like, I wish I could turn this off. I can mute you, but then I'll mute you everything.
Right.
I can see close friends also like catching feelings. Like sometimes I'll be on a close friends list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing their shit. I don't post anything. And then like all of a sudden I stop seeing their close friends shits. But then the minute I post something on my close friends and those people are still there, they re-add me to their shit.
Oh.
And I'm like, I feel like it's one of those ones where it's like, oh, you're not posting anything. Like, but I literally just don't use it like that. And that's what I'm saying. It's the funniest shit. Yeah. I've been literally pressed, like, oh, like saying I'm back on the close friends. I'm like, no, I just never took, like, never. I don't post it. Like, because what's really, like, what am I really
posting?
First of all,
if I take you off, why would I put you back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, to me, like, with fucking my close friends, like, it's literally just people that I like talk to or text forever, and it's just, hey, like, this is just,
this is an easier way,
like,
for, instead of me texting it to you, this is an easier
and
way.
And I still rather my Finsta, because I still feel sometimes like I'm going to slip and like put a close friends, and honestly, I'm not even doing anything on my close friends. Like, I'm not doing nothing crazy. If anything, I'm like, bro, I'm literally doing nothing. That's why I'm like, I'd rather just put this on my story. Like,
I don't even know the last
anything.
Time I posted on close friends. Like, it's been a minute.
I posted me holding a joint. Sue me. I went to the movies the other night, and that hurt my knee so bad. I went to the movies the other night, and again, the same thing I was saying about, like, just a different experience with what's the shit called? VIP versus, like, just, like, a regular seating type of thing. Yeah. And it's just, it's way too many people there. I just want to be, like, funny for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, the craziest shit ever to me. I'm like, yo, shut up.
Yeah.
You'd be thinking about
we shut up. Yeah, like, how about we shut up?
Yeah, like, while you're watching the movie type shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm that guy sometimes.
We're just doing too much. And
I,
like,
don't do too much, though.
We're talking about this another
time. Yeah, and it's like, it's like the shit that it jump out. Like, I don't even, it's not like me pushing, like,
but
I don't push
different.
It out. Yeah.
That's different.
You can tell, like, when someone's just, things are on fire.
Yeah.
Just like, little girls laughing and shit. Shut your ass up, man.
I seen a man go in there.
Yeah, shut up, man.
Go to his seat. Take his fucking flannel off, and he's in a wife beater or a merino, or whatever you want to call it. And he's sitting down snapping. I'm like, dog, you're not here to see this movie. Like, and I'm sitting above you, so I can see your fucking screen. Like, dog, it's just distracting to my eye. I'm like trying to watch this, but
not for that.
There's just so much that happens in the movie. I'm like, yo, like, I'd rather, yo, and I think we were talking about this. I'd rather rent a fucking theater out for like $20. It's not that expensive. $50 or whatever, and just watch a movie. Literally dolo. Bro. Look it up. Yeah,
$50.
Look up how to rent a movie theater.
I don't think it's $50 though.
$100. I ain't going more high than that.
I can't see him saying no to fucking $1,000 and
search like Regal.
Yeah,
in Toronto.
I feel like it gotta be like a couple hundred at least, because you gotta cover
the first
every
people
ticket.
I also so much it cost in a theater in
group
Toronto.
Screenings, block cookies. Scroll down.
Yeah, right, set the cookie.
No, fuck
yeah,
the cookie,
nah,
man.
Nigga, watching my moves and shit.
Yeah.
I hate this call me shit.
That's what I'm saying. Go to
how
the
much
question.
Do you need?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Go back.
Yeah, they're not going to have no dollars.
They're not going to say it. You need a drop right
how
there.
How much does it cost?
Cineplex Theater, 125.
Starts at 125.
Starts at 125. Can select over 1,000 titles.
That's, yeah, I see that.
Dog, yeah, you can just rent the theater.
Oh, you can now rent Cineplex. They're trying to scrape for the bone. Oh,
I think they did this for COVID. Yeah, like niggas were like, yo, just go rent it. Go rent it.
Mm.
Wow, up to 20 people, but bro, you could just be dolo in there, or just go with your people and say, "Yo, like, we're gonna watch this movie." But I don't know what you can watch there, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Bro, it's
current releases. Current releases, all time classics, holiday favorites.
I hear giant. You can literally go watch a Christmas movie and be baked in there. No one else is bothering you. You're in your zone.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather do that because niggas is coughing and shit and like standing up. Just respect that everyone else is there watching the movie. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when you're in the VIP one, it's like literally 20 seats. So anyone acting like a dickhead, like it's awkward now because it's like we can all see you. Where it's like. You feel a little bit smaller because there's so many seats and you feel like no one's really watching it. I feel like that's why people be bad at theaters, dog. Like,
yeah, they feel like they're on stage.
Yeah, like, just behave, bro. Like, come on, what are you doing? But yeah, rent a theater, man. That's ill. I might do that.
I might look into that. That's a pretty good time.
Let me know what you're doing. A bill 25?
Yeah, that's nothing, dog, that's literally,
everyone pays $20 and you have the whole theater.
Yeah,
you're already paying PS5, 20. You can. In your backpack.
You bring your PS5.
In your backpack. In your backpack. Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You know what's crazy? I don't know when it switched for me that I'm like, oh shit, playing games on a big ass screen is not cool anymore. Isn't that wild?
I remember when you got on PC.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Isn't that wild?
We started streaming,
Yeah,
like, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, I remember the thing in music videos where Justin Bieber's playing Xbox on his fucking 90-inch screen. I'm like, dog, if I had Halo on that, but that's when you're playing with your regions and shit, so you just needed a bigger screen, and now it's just smaller. That's so wild to me.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Chief Keef got two TVs side by side.
Chief Keef is mounted different. He can, though. He can do that.
I like seeing that shit where you just break the rules of a household and just like reinvent living. Like, why not have two TVs side by side?
Who cares?
In your house, so what's my living? Okay.
No. Who cares?
Yeah.
Bro, that's the thing. That's why I want a crib, like, to just do whatever in there. Say, oh, this is the kitchen. Now it's the fucking...
It's the pool house.
Pool house, sir.
It's the pool room.
Sure.
You know what I saw that was fire? And they got a pool. He had a pool table in his crib. Mm. And he had, like, a mini Jumbotron above the pool table.
Mm.
And it was, like, four TVs, like a Jumbotron.
Oh, that's tough.
And I'm like, that's fire.
Why not have a four-way TV?
Why the fuck not, man?
That's fire.
I played soccer the other day.
Did that shit.
Did that to you.
Did your knees in.
I could barely get out the fucking car, dog. Mm-hmm. I could, like, that shit hurt.
Yeah.
You just need a crane to pick you up, dude.
Yeah.
You're just fucking sore. The ground's finished.
That's the thing about getting old, man. Fuck, stretching shit. All this boring shit, man. Yeah. I don't mind stretching. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, stretching. It's nice to just, like, really, like, stretch, like, to yourself, like, quietly, and just breathe. And just, you know, just focus.
Those, that's when you know you got the good one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what
I'm saying?
Straight from the core. Mm-hmm.
Trust me, man. I'll be into that shit.
Man, speaking of stretching, that's a stretch, literally. But... Yo, I was sleeping the other night and I had a whole sheet on me. But you know when you go to bed and you're like, fucking cold, so you just fucking tuck in?
He's called cocoon mode.
Baked potato mode.
Yeah,
you know?
Baked potato. Yeah, that's a better analogy.
Dog, I woke up, I literally thought I pissed the bed.
Baked potato mode.
So sweaty,
dog, everything was wet.
That's
I said, nasty. It was
like, I feel like I'm getting
terrible.
Yeah.
Like ripped off or something. Like, bro, why is this so bad?
Yeah.
What am I doing when I sleep? Like, why can't my brain say, oh shit, like, I'm in autopilot mode? Your tray's fucking hot.
Take me on the fucking sheet, bro.
Slide on the sheet. Trey's not gonna like this.
Take,
Yeah. Take me out of there.
Holy fuck. That's
dog, funny. It's unfair to wake up like that because it's just a terrible start to my day. Mm-hmm. The sheets have to get washed. Mm-hmm. My fucking... I'm wet.
Wet.
I'm cold. Like, it's the worst thing that you could ever ask for. And I really don't understand why my body would do that.
You need cheaper blankets.
Yeah, but it's cold. That's like where it starts. Yeah. Like, it's nighttime. I'm getting down and shit. Right. I was kind of cold. I snuggle up. Right. All right. Doze off. Yeah. Maybe wake up.
Yeah.
Moist everywhere. It's unfair. Yeah. It's fucking disgusting.
I guess it's
man.
Kind of, it's unpreventable still. Mm-hmm. Because
I'll be doing the leg out situation just as a temperature regulator.
Yeah.
Warm up half my body and shit. I work sometimes. You know, if you sleep with a shirt or some shit, then you won't be as cold, so you sleep out.
Right.
But that's, I don't know, man.
It's
disgusting.
These past couple of days, I've definitely woken up with just like starting words. I mean, fuck. Oh my God.
First word of the day. Fuck.
I woke up to her and said, damn.
Yeah.
So
I just be getting up and throwing on a sweatsuit, nigga, and laying back on it.
God,
hoodie up, nigga, gloves and socks. I don't feel none of that.
It's the worst, man. It's the worst, especially when the window's open, so it's like a breeze coming through, and I'm like, yo, I'm fucking like, I'm cold bro. Cold winds.
Throw that shit at the wall for sure.
I was at the dentist, and you know how they have the fucking screen there, and you're like just watching news and shit like that. First off, update your screens. I've never seen
this a
bubble
a
TV
a very specific dentist.
Yeah.
All this money y'all getting, nigga. Come on, man.
Y'all tell me I can't get the plasma.
What screen? What size of the screen to go?
Definitely 32 inch. The shit barely had like the settings were just like color and contrast. And I can change that from
TV.
The start.
What?
Yeah.
You was in the settings, huh?
Yeah, bro. Cause I'm like, yo, what the fuck
like,
is
I know
this,
it's gonna look better.
Yeah. Man, you guys got the money, man. Upgrade the shit, man. Yeah. Cause it's just like
if you clean one tooth, that's a TV. That's like 70 inch.
Literally.
Yeah. And you don't gotta get the newest shit, but you too many steps behind.
Marble floors, nigga. Marble floors me.
Marble floors me, and
what do you mean by marble floors me?
Like I'm giving you the dentist makes
I
want to
walk
money,
on heated marble
carpet.
Floor. Oh right,
like, bro,
right,
it should be a luxury experience.
Right,
yeah, that nigga's making.
Yeah,
right,
the
right,
chair,
Gucci me,
Gucci.
I want a Gucci.
No, what is the fucking?
Chair.
What is that? Is it Herman Miller? Is it
Herman Miller? Yeah,
Herman Miller.
Hermes me.
Yeah,
you know, Hermes.
Why not? Anyways. What happened to Hermes? That's still a thing.
Yeah,
they be making Birkins.
Hermes.
They be making what?
They be making Birkins.
That's who makes Birkins?
Hermes, yeah.
Really?
You look to the Google.
Let's ask Google.
Yeah, 100%.
Hermes.
Nah, I'm not even Googling that. 100%.
Birkin.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they made Birkins. They never went anywhere, bro. They're making the most money.
I did not know that.
Shits.
I did not know they made Birkins.
But they make furniture and all that shit. Tucson. Mm. Put a fucking Hermes. Anyways, not the point. I'm watching TV. At the fucking dentist.
Right.
Where was I going with this? Damn. The Hermes threw me off.
Sorry, man.
What were you talking about?
You said, I'm watching.
Update your screens. You're watching the news.
I was watching the news. Oh, yeah. I watched the news at the dentist. And there was a report that something happened to Sunwing and like, all their flights got canceled. Niggas were in Mexico and like they couldn't come back. And I don't know, some shit happened with just some sort of fucking technical issue and flights are just not going in.
Okay.
And I'm just like, yo, I like that frustrated feeling of like being in the airport. Oh yeah, you can turn that camera off. That frustrated feeling of like being in the airport and like hearing like, yo, your flight's canceled. There's nowhere for you to go. Just stay in this like airport here.
You just here with your bag ready to go. Like, wait, what do you mean by that?
Like, so where's my luggage?
So I'm not going to sleep tonight.
How long are we staying here? Like, bro, that happened to me one too many times. And I can just see like, it's just fucked that the media or these news outlets are just in the airports with the cameras asking, so how do you feel that you're not going back home today?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I'm like, yo, these niggas are really on TV
saying, hey, want to go home? Tired?
And it's fucking whack what these guys are doing at the gate. Like, they're not letting me on. So what do you want me to do? And it never makes sense what these motherfuckers are saying, but it's just, they still ask these questions.
There's like, always that weird point of vacation where you're ready to go home.
Oh, yeah.
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 Especially when I'm, bro, I wake up, I'm putting things in a suitcase.
Yeah.
It's time to go. Then.
Like, I'm, like, well, that's let's do this. The mission today, and I like to complete it. Yeah, I feel that.
Bro, pick me up. Pick me up. What happened?
Bro, wheel the plane.
Come with the plane, and The thing is, I like when I'm like, well, I can get something from this. It was like
I don't know when everyone's like they're fucking up with everyone. Yeah. Like, is the price is split up.
Yeah, the price is definitely
like, all right, we'll give you guys a $25 Best Buy card.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a fucking SD card.
Yo, I'll take that though. I'd be like, all right, cool, Storm.
Man. I was thinking of Future Shop the other day. I don't know why. But the Best Buy kind of sparked it. I was like, Future Shop was a good place, man.
Hell yeah.
Bro, I went there.
They just stopped. They didn't even tell me.
I didn't. Mm-hmm.
Bro, I went there. I'm out.
Yeah.
Where are you?
What?
Close? Yeah.
Went to fucking Moxie's now. What the fuck? Bro, I went to Future Shop instead of Best Buy. I was always like avoidant to like where I would see certain people. So I'm like, you guys are all going to Best Buy. I want Future Shop. They was banging some ravioli. So.
Bro, it sounds, to me, it's like that's the place for tech. Future Shop.
Future.
Tech. You know what I mean? Like that's future.
You the future. Tech, nigga.
Tech, nigga. You like,
the
you
same
know
thing
what I'm
as Best Buy.
But this is the Best Buy.
It's the best you're going to get, nigga.
You see what you want. Buy something, this is going to be the best one. The thing is,
the Best Buy is a discount. Yeah. Nigga. That's really fucking up.
Future Shop could have fucking, yeah, it could have stayed. I wonder what it was that made them really say, yo, like.
Were they owned by the same place? I feel like it's probably some bullshit with that. We don't need to.
Why did Future Shop
close? There we go. Fail. Oh, my God.
Fuck. Damn, fail is
crazy. 2001?
No way. No.
Hell no.
Nah, that's that fucking. That Modelo.
2015. 2015.
Oh, 2015. That makes sense.
And Best Buy was their parent. The fuck does that mean?
Oh, that was a parent company. Oh, yeah. That's why I just said that.
Yeah, we don't need two. Okay, it makes sense then.
Yeah.
So,
and okay. It, yeah, okay.
RIP, man. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Y'all be in Whole Foods and shit?
Of course.
I don't really be in Whole Foods still.
Of course.
I be in the Asian markets.
Mm-hmm.
They be having the fruits, man.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
A lot. It's just, yo, it's an experience every time you go in there.
The Asian candies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro.
Getting down.
You know what
the high chews. Mm-hmm. I probably fucked you up too.
Mm-hmm.
Got you capped up.
Shit, mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to chill. I bought two bags of these nerds.
Yeah.
The nerds. I remember I was telling y'all about the nerds candy that I recently found.
The ropes?
The what?
Someone else, brother.
Yeah, nah. The nerds, they have like this. It's new to me. I don't know if it's new, but it's like a Starburst essentially. So it's like a chewable Starburst, but it's nerd on the outside, soft on the inside.
Oh, man,
it's so.
I can't be discovering new candies.
Man.
This stage of my life.
It's one of those ones.
Phasing them out of things.
Yeah, like,
oh, I don't eat that no more.
Or it's gonna like swap out for something.
And that's where I'm going because like I got first time I got one bag, I was trying to, I'm like, oh, this is good, this is fire. So you know you like it, whatever. You go back, go re-up for two bags. That second bag was a chore to get through, and I wasn't finna waste it. You know what I
feel
what
that.
Mean? But I was like, fuck, I want this to end, bro. I just feel like I'm being bad every time now. I eat this.
You're not getting anything good out of that shit.
Yeah.
But nothing, even with a burger, like, all right, maybe protein and fucking bread and shit. I don't know. Whatever, and they go to candy.
Yeah.
Cavities.
And it's crazy that you just think that, yo, I have to put this through my body for me to not waste it.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Like, I got to throw the shit in my blood, bro.
Bro, I'm not doing that to my kids, bro. Like, because, yo, I'm telling people want to make a joke. But here I go playing Victor. People want to play a joke about how much
get
I
the
eat.
Yano in there.
About how much I eat, why I do this. Bro, my dad for real said, yo, I've never heard a parent say this before. I've never heard Matthew. I've never heard any of my friends at school say this shit. Niggas say, yo, you're not leaving the table.
You're not leaving. You're not getting up.
Leaving. Yo, you're not leaving that
you're
table.
You're not leaving the table until you finish.
But then the man said, but come show me your plate's done.
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to leave the table and show you your plate's done?
You just locked there for
me. Yeah. And you, the way you come show me your plate's done is you finish that fucking plate. Yeah. I'm like, yo, what stopped me from just chalking this out the window, bro? Like, but I didn't. I finished it.
Yeah, I finished it every time.
So now I'm just thinking like, yo, I can't waste this food. Sometimes I feel a little bit weird, like, giving, like, you know, people live on the streets food, because sometimes I get, like, weird response from, like, someone would say no, and, like, I'd still get it. So you're still taking food from a stranger. Like, I get it, but.
Yeah. So no, I homeless just, bitch not hungry, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they give me some stupid shit sometimes. I'm like, yo, I don't know. The other day, we're walking back to the crib, and someone was sleeping, like, just basically by the entrance. Mm-hmm. And I was going back out, and Jermaine's like, yo, go ahead, give him this the sweater and this blanket. And I was like, fuck, like, all right, I'll do it. But yo, fuck, I don't feel good doing this. I just, because, you know, I don't want to offend him.
You don't want to
offend, don't want to, I don't know. You
don't
want to
assume.
And also, I just,
free blanket.
Yeah, it's cold, like, outside. It's cold outside. Like, I get what we're trying to do, but sometimes, yeah, like, you know.
And that's where it has to stay.
That's where it has to stay. But yeah. It's like, I gave him the sheet, and he was very happy for it. That's so good. It's like, he saw, spread, man, that bitch out right that's there. Good. So that's,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's fire.
But yeah, I finished my food, man. I probably eat too much. Yeah.
I feel like, for me, my combativeness to that is, like, I'm going to just make sure, like, bro, I always got some space to kill my kids' food if they can't finish it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want that slimy ass shit. Throw that shit.
I mean, I'm not wondering, like, babies and shit, but, like, you know, when they get a little bit older. Like, cause
what age?
Like 8, 9, 10.
I don't want that shit. I was eating with our niece's nephew the other day, and I'm looking at, like, Tayshaun's plate, because he had a wing that he's like, oh, I'm full, I'm away from my burger. And I'm like,
oh, okay.
You just gonna leave it down. I'm like, you done with that wing?
Put a napkin on it.
I didn't want that fucking shit. Because it's just like, you know, like, I'd rather, you know, but like, when they get to a certain age, I'll maybe take off their plate before they even touch
your shit. Clean cut and just like, I need a clean cut and cut up all the bites. Yeah.
Shit. Like, a clean cut. Normally I don't like doing that. I don't like clapping someone else's food, especially if it's like a mushy shit. If it's like a plate, and also like, if you're eating noodles, shit drops back in. Like,
I guess it's different.
I could get my own shit.
I guess I'm thinking, like, for me, like, if I'm regulating the food, like, if my niece is eating something from me, I know it's like, it's not gonna be like fucking raw. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna give her a piece of it first, and I'm gonna go back to the food. So I think I was thinking about that. But you're right. When a kid is just in there on their ones,
it's terrible.
It get crazy.
I had too many soggy chips.
Yeah.
It's wild too. Yeah, it's wild too, because that, like, you see them start to develop, like, oh, I don't like ranch, or I don't like ketchup, I don't like dip my shit, I don't like my food touches. You're that type of nigga, right? You don't like my food touches?
No, I'm not that type of nigga.
You're not that type of nigga?
No.
Someone's that type of guy.
We're being oppressed when you're doing
that. Bro, I don't make the everything touch, bro.
Yeah, fuck. It's all going. It's all going to touch somewhere.
Just pile it up somewhere.
Yeah.
Man, yesterday I had Caesar salad on fucking barbecue chicken wings, nigga.
Hell yeah.
I've got barbecue sauce on my Leafs.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
You're fuck.
I'm fucking that up.
Come on, man.
Trust me.
Ketchup on my Leaf is cheeses me still.
Yeah, like, ketchup on the, yeah, that's.
Because I had fries too.
But what if you have a burger, though?
That's what, I don't like that.
You don't like ketchup in your burger?
Oh, I like that. But that's not a Caesar salad.
Right.
Yeah, ketchup shouldn't be touching my fucking
Caesar salad. With ranch. And yeah, Caesar dressing.
Ketchup on white rice? Why'd we do that?
I did that, yeah.
Get out the more. Alicia Keys had white rice and honey, nigga.
That's delicious, bro.
Sounds a lot better.
Is
that's
it?
Delicious, yeah. White rice and honey, that's delicious.
What sounds that again?
And that's some southern shit, too, you know?
White rice and honey?
I think so. It would have.
I remember those days, joint.
That's the song? Remember those days?
What was that nigga with motherfucking?
With Tony Mataron? I remember those days when it was my own. You remember that song?
That nigga talking some real shit.
Yeah. No, I remember that joint. You don't?
Yeah. I do. Of course.
Yeah. Bro, my dad loved that song.
Oh, my God. To this day.
He got out the mud. His business was thriving. That song dropped. This nigga. Every chance he got.
Yeah. Crazy.
Singing that shit from the heart.
I feel that, man.
Got out the mud, man. Man, Alicia Keys be ready to sing about New York, huh?
This nigga Jermaine is funny,
that's
man.
That's funny as fuck.
Driver is the fucking radio's on in New York City. Please don't give up on me.
Wait, that's her new song or something?
Yeah, with Fabio and like Kanye.
I never heard it.
Oh, you heard it. Trust me.
I never heard it.
Bro, that shit came on. I told Jermaine, I'm like, oh, I fucking can't stand this shit.
Damn.
And this nigga said that. I almost lost my life that day.
I mean, yo, this is what she knows, man. She's from New York, right?
It's like trying to you know, put in the thing on a song that's New York will always be New York State of mind. With Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
Leave. That's the one.
That's a New York song. Yeah. You know, New York.
Yeah. I didn't like that song at all. Still,
I thought it was like a DJ mashup shit. I'm like, oh, who's mixing this?
Literally.
Oh no, that's from the
who mixed this?
That's Yeezy. Like, I couldn't with that song. Like, it's just like,
I'm about to check that out.
It's just
it's like Anthony and shit.
It's drill. It's like trying to be like drill and Alicia Keys is singing on inspiring drill, literally. Like Beethoven on drill. It's Kanye's song.
Oh, it's Kanye. Okay, no, it's too much happening.
Yeah, like.
I thought it was a mashup. Right? Yeah. What y'all doing in the
movie? It's too much. And it's like, I get it, but it's just.
I'm good on that.
You know, I'm okay on that. Yeah. Like,
you know.
And that's fine.
That's fine.
Honestly, bro, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or whatever, but like, yeah, man, music is just, I don't know if, I wouldn't say, yeah, music is reaching me later and it's sticking with me longer. So it's just pushing everything back. I'm still listening to Earl's album like every day.
Oh, yeah. That shit is amazing.
Like, I'm not moving on yet. You know what I'm saying? A lot of albums came out, I haven't heard them. I'm not moving. I'm here.
For sure.
I like
just
it.
Looping shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Insane for not. Listen, you know, am I going crazy right now?
Yeah, sometimes people just know what they like.
Yeah.
And honestly, a lot of people let music come to them, to be honest. So
I think
like,
that's where I'm at now too, man.
I like when people share music because I'll be locked in my own bubble of like what I'm currently listening to.
Right.
But I'll have those days where we're just saying this. We'll have those days where we specifically just bump like Earl, Mike, maybe like Navy Blue, like, you know what I mean? Just have a certain loop of like all these guys that
that's the vibe.
Just have that. You know what I mean? Kind of energy, like we're talking about Apple Music, but some of his new music, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Man, we just talking about how you can go into your albums sorted by when you added them.
Yeah, you can sort your Apple Music.
That's how my shit
like,
did. Yeah,
yeah, I didn't because I know on Apple Music at the front page or whatever you're recently listened to section, like it cuts the albums off at a certain point.
Mm.
But we're talking about how you could like scroll down and like look at the seasons that you're in. Like you remember the time where like, nigga, I was running this shit to the ground.
Yeah,
and I kind of just stopped. That's why I stopped listening to songs as much.
Mm. Yeah.
I just go with my recently thing. I'm like, what am I? Okay, boom, nigga, this is relevant right now.
Yeah. That's where you're in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's convenient. So because certain things drop around that time, and it's just like, that's all you're listening to. And so hard to make. I have like 30,000 playlists. It's literally way too hard to make playlists because it's like, it's too much, man.
Yeah, not for that.
Too much, man. There's so much music. You don't have to listen to everything. That's also another thing. You don't have to listen to everything.
Right. You don't.
You don't have to. People just want to be included, bro. So bad.
Whatever.
You know? I don't need to listen to it, man. Oh, my God. We're listening to Kodak, the old Kodak, like 2015 Kodak? Fuck,
yeah. Man. No flocking era.
Dog, this guy's so young. Sounds so young in that. Like, almost supporting him, like, yo, what? This is literally like a kid, but it didn't sound like a kid when we first heard him.
Yeah.
In a weird way, but I like hearing music evolve too.
Yeah.
Why that tree getting so goddamn strong, man?
Mm. Which one?
The tree, man.
Which one?
The tree in general.
Yes,
Mary J.
Yeah.
He's adding the spices to it.
I'm talking like the science of it, like how they like the THC levels and shit.
Yeah.
What's your go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What's your percentage? What's your like, hey, that's too much percentiles. Like,
too much?
Yeah.
Like I was at the store the other day.
I say
like,
late 20s.
Late 20s? That's up there, man.
Yeah. Late 20s is like, I got to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I like to keep it around like 19 to 23. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
That's where I stay at.
Yeah, I was at.
Yeah.
Picking up a little. and she's like, oh, we got this new one and it's a 29%.
It's putting me on my ass, I feel.
Bro, like, why do you want to be inactive?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to fry you.
Just incapable of doing anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That shit is way too fucking strong.
Too much, bro.
That's why you hear old heads try new weed and shit. Like, what the fuck is that shit? They're used to 3%, 4%.
Yeah.
Double digit percentage of THC. Yeah. That shit is heavy.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. Yeah, man.
You'd be having zero CBD.
Mm-hmm.
I would take it up. I would, like, we'd always go above, like, 11. Sure. When they say 11, I'd laugh. But, like, definitely, when we first started, I was like, yo, give me the crazy shit you got.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
sometimes that's where you want to be at. Like, if you know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I know I'm about to, like, all right, so this is one of those nights.
Just, like, paralyze yourself.
We going up. You know what I'm saying?
Going down.
We go wherever we going.
Right.
Then, you know, I'm going to go late 20s.
It's also fucking, sometimes you smoke like there's like two, three pulls and you're like, well, I can put this down right now. Like, what the fuck?
I'll be pausing for sure.
You gotta pause sometimes, man.
Pause and come back, man.
But it's definitely getting crazier, though.
I feel like you get more weed. You got weed longer when you pause and come back, you know?
Mm.
100%. I can't think it's gonna be smoking a pound a day and shit.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Constantly, like, back to back. I was really looking at, like, Snoop and Shelman, bro. Have you just been balling up since the 90s? Like, back to
literally,
back. Bro, he's talking, roll it up quick, smoke it down.
Yeah,
let's roll another one.
I guess you could just really, take your tolerance to that level, like, to where it's like, you just don't feel it. Yo, that's actually crazy. Yeah. Or you feel it like for like not long.
And it's like, yeah, I wonder what you feel. Like, what do you feel at that point?
It's it must be chest heavy for him if he's smoking all those like backwoods, like all this, you know, the leaf organic wraps and shit like that. Like Tanisha gave me one. I'm like, yo, it's kind of like a cleaner smoke. Like you feel like it's not backwoods heavy because I don't like doing backwoods all the time. It's just very it's absurd. Yeah,
Plus when they spice it up and I have to grab by this, grab by that.
Yeah, bro.
Don't spice me, man.
Where all my spicy smokers at?
Yeah, man. You guys are out there. I feel it. You guys are going crazy right now.
The fucking iron lungs.
You guys are literally coughing right now because we surprised and just shouted you out. And you guys are like, yeah, yeah, finally.
I feel like we're a minority, bro. I feel like not smoking with grandpa is like, we're not.
Yeah, people you know come around us like, yo, I talk.
You don't, grandpa. I'm like,
spring,
bro. If it's all you got, like,
bro, it literally makes me fucking want to fall down.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Depend if it's a, you know, if we're just casually smoking with our friends at smoke grab. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way they pack it, nigga, I want to fall down.
Yeah,
like, I'm not even high. I'm just.
Why do they do that? Like, what is it?
Like, it's definitely extra rush. It's like a boost of the week. Like you're high and you're fucking just you're cloud 1,000.
I never got that.
Cloud 1,000, bro.
I feel like I can never like put it in my like system like that. Feel like I can never really get it. I feel like I can never really take it.
Yeah,
I never did that. I never inhaled the smoke like that. It was just too much. It made me cough.
Right.
That's my point.
New Thug album on the way. It might be out by the time this comes out.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Kendrick on the way. Kendrick coming home. I didn't realize he hadn't dropped in that long. Was it 2017, I guess, last joint?
Am I tripping? I don't even remember, bro.
Good music lasts forever.
Something like that. I'm never tripping off, like, you know, the breaks. Mm-hmm. I guess, if you want to call it a break, but just the time between that, like, Kendrick be taking. I've had Kendrick, Cole, Drake, Frank Ocean.
Mm.
You know, even Kanye to a point. Kanye now is kind of like every year, twice a year. I don't know. He's on some shit. But, yeah, I feel like I'm never tripping off the time that they take because, you know, it's going to be some good shit.
You be watching Mr. Beast and shit.
I've caught a couple of his videos. I wouldn't say I watch him though. Nah.
Not me neither, nigga. But that's what's up.
Yeah.
What's this?
Man. Did I ask you guys a question about like fire and like what would you guys grab?
Nah.
Would you guys grab if fire was guana?
Right here?
I guess in your crib.
In my crib.
You gotta go to bed with your wallet, man.
Fuck. Yeah, I think I'm probably only gonna grab.
Just what would be most?
I think I'd really just grab my phone, my laptop.
All my government documents, I don't gotta be up in the DMV shit.
Yeah.
Fucking service Ontario.
Depending on how much time I got,
Where's the fire at? What floor am I at?
Yeah, you know, I need to know more.
I wouldn't recommend this for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm just, no.
But if my laptop's like right there, I'm gonna. Charger.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get you for those chargers now.
If I can't get my PlayStation, I'm gonna try and like
take all your
I thought about my PC, bro. Can I grab my PC? I probably could, but then like, what else am I? It has to be like one of the last things.
And like, you just come out of burning building looking like a lowlife. Like, just no kids in your hand, like, no baby, just PC, fucking your controller.
PC,
you just come outside with your values.
Yeah.
He has all his children and shit, the family heirlooms and shit. Comes out and they go PC. Fucking Halo 3.
Fucking air fryer. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Puts it down, goes back up.
No, I'm telling you. I'm just pushing outside.
Forgot my mouse.
You're fucking kidding.
Right, I'm going for my cord box, nigga.
Yeah,
I'm
going for my cord box.
Speaking of heirlooms, nigga, that's going down to my son.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Bro, be honest, if I had time and like firefighters are on the way, I'd be like,
Cause bro, I'm shifty. You feel me? Like I'm nimble, man. Like, I really feel like.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a house. Yeah, if like a house is on. Yeah, I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
I would grab a lot of shit, honestly, because I feel like I'm way too aware that if a fire was started, like, sorry, you're not gonna take my.
And I guess it depends on where it starts too, right? If it's like a gas ting.
Yeah.
So you just run down.
I'm getting out.
I'm off that.
I'm getting out.
Yeah,
gas.
I'm
grabbing my gas.
I'm running. that 5 minutes that I would spend.
I'm grabbing my gas.
That's Pete.
Out. Yo, I don't know, something fucking tight about smoking a fucking something blunt, cigar, cigarette while the fire's burning in front of you. Like, that shows ultimate chill. Like, if my house is on fire and I'm just... Hey, it's hot in here. Like the neighbors beside me. Tragic, what's happening? Tell me about it, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Tragic for you.
What you doing tonight? Sorry for the inconvenience. I need a pleasure stuff.
Man, it's been so long since I asked someone to like stay at their house. I'm always wondering, like, who I even asked, like, who got a crib, like, who got to pull up on and say, yo, boy, I need that couch, twin.
Yeah.
Bro, we don't, man.
I mean, shit, I'm there.
I just,
But I can't ask, like, I feel I'm so big of a nigga, like,
go to where you guys at? Where you guys be at?
Imagine Store and Jermaine. Store, you know what I mean? Like, imagine this nigga coming to your crib.
But also,
like,
if Jermaine asks, you gotta know, you know, you're not walking into an ideal situation.
We're working on
We're getting out the mud.
Because the situation was like, I could stay here. But
it's going
like,
to be better than the streets. That's all I can tell you.
Let me just stand up in a closet real quick. 12 hour shit.
I'll be okay. Let me know what coat you need. I'll have it ready. Every time you
tape her knees with her locks straight, nigga, standing up. Can't fall.
Oh, I just be like, I'm ready.
Man, would y'all ever get down with RV life, nigga? Have a little motherfucking...
I
do house on wheels.
I would. My bitch.
I would try. Hold on, excuse me.
I'm sorry. I do that on my shoulder, man.
Bro, technology is so crazy now. Them little homes, man.
Bro, they be packed,
They be good. They be having internet. They be having water. They be having...
Bro, you could do a light jog to the back of some of these.
Everything, bro. Like, fuck it up.
But, bro, the Sprinter built, I feel like I talked to
That's the thing. I would do that with, like, if I'm taking, like, a road trip, I'm like, all right, yeah, like, we can do that. Maybe not an RV, but, like, a decked out Sprinter or camper van. I'd do a thing.
I wonder if there's, like, a company that you can rent these from.
For sure.
There is.
I feel like I would do an RV, but, like, you know, you can't rent you can rent a luxury RV, I'm pretty sure.
Not an RV, but, like,
Like a Sprinter.
Like a Sprinter that's done it. Yeah. Not even a Sprinter.
I don't know if
it's got enough space to sleep and shit in there.
Hell yeah. But you're really, it's really just a sleep. So, like, honestly, you're supposed to be moving outside and set up your tent. Your tent and your camp outside.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, it's really just a sleep in Greece. So. You don't know what it is. Yeah. That's just for you and your shot.
I feel like... We could have said that in another conversation. There would be no laughter.
Yeah.
Just be like,
sleep in Greece?
Sleep in Greece. Sleep in Greece.
Sure. Eat outside.
The thing is, bro, like, you could take... Okay, the thing about a Sprinter that I like so much, is that, this is like a mini truck. This is like a mini truck. Like, just something about, like, something being on wheels that I know I'm supposed to be limited just sitting in the seat and going. And you're telling me I have this mini wheels with this in truck form, but it's not a truck. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the Sprinter, when we were in Washington, I got in the Sprinter, automatically I was feeling bad. Because I'm like, bro, we're not supposed to be standing up, sitting backwards, facing each other.
Right,
like,
right.
have too much creative freedom back here.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel that.
I feel bad in situations. Like, when we got the car to go pick up the benches and shits, I'm like, I turn around, like, what can I do back there right now that's, like, I'm not supposed to do?
I remember, like, watching, like, old vlogs, like, Soulja Boy vlogs or, like, Wiz vlogs. When they're on the tour buses and they're playing video games, I'm like, Oh, what a treat.
Vids on the
go. On the go, like.
Those are the tour bus. Bro, this is the tour bus built?
No.
Bro, that is convenient.
Yeah,
and then
bro.
Nowadays, you could get the internet in it. So you online. You Warzone on the go, bro?
Just giant fucking antenna.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, he's streaming.
Going crazy. Bro, I am literally backed up into the Grand freaking Canyon. And I'm deploying,
like, pop the back.
Like, you know what I mean?
Come on,
legs
for sure.
Honestly, in my life, sometime I would love to cop a Sprinter and just fucking do what I want with it over time and just leave it there. Any road trips or whatever. Even if, bro, I'm going down the street.
I was really thinking that.
I'm going to edit. I'm in the Sprinter.
Hit the canyon.
I'm in the mobile office.
I was just thinking. I feel like I really haven't seen... Some of them are cool, but I feel like I haven't seen, like, the ideal toilet. It's always, like, a little bucket you gotta fucking... There's always a bad part of it.
There's definitely gonna be, like, corners you gotta cut still.
You
like,
know what I mean?
No, I'm just shit feel
like,
imagine
you're the friend with the Sprinter that just, like...
He just shows up to shit. He just be mooching off his friends. He's mooching shit off his friends. Hey, what's up? I'm gonna come by. What's good?
Hey, can I shit? Nigga said, hey, listen, man, I'm gonna slide on by today. All right, cool. I'm here. The spring of that. What? The spring of that? No, you want the wheels. No, it's in the office. All right, I'm a little busy today then, man. Just let me know.
Matter of fact, the nigga said, hey, man, I'm gonna come by. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool. All right, I'm here. Niggas already outside. Bet him outside. I locked the sprinter.
I'm outside, hold my ass, nigga.
No, the thing is, man, I like, you see, that's the type of lifestyle I like, man. Like, shitting in people's sprinters. No, man, like, it just be, like, you know what I mean? Just, I want to be that nigga with the cool features, man. Like, yo, that nigga Trey got a badass. Something just unorthodox. Blank. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the name of the sprinter? I got to be Trey with the blank. You know what I mean? Like, what's he doing?
Right.
But, yeah, sprinters don't even go for that much, man. I definitely need one of them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to have a driver.
Oh, boy.
Like, you know what I mean? Just take. I like driving.
Yeah, too. I love driving. Yeah, I like driving too. Take me somewhere. So.
Sometimes. I feel like I like to have one that I could, like, facilitate a certain time period for, like, you be my driver from, like, this time to this time on like Wednesdays and Fridays or some shit like that. Right. But I like to drive, so I wouldn't want to just be there like on call. Like I feel like I'm taking a nigga life, but
yeah, it has to be that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I'll go for it. Like, guy just fucking loves driving.
Yeah.
Hey man, and you got like a nice car that he likes to drive or something?
Yeah, I'll take a sprinter. That's why.
Yeah,
get hey, down like nice little car. Uzi Vert and shit.
I'm thinking, because I'm like, fuck, like still in the back of my mind is just like. I need to almost like set up a situation like Inception where I tell, maybe I hire another driver and I tell y'all niggas, yo, listen, you gonna make this left turn and you gonna come 100 miles an hour going straight. And I'm gonna tell my driver, go left. We'll see what happens. You know what I mean? How you gonna act when a current situation coming at you?
Why the fuck would you do that?
Just a test.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. How you gonna act? Like, the cars aren't gonna, like,
stress test, man.
I'll figure it out. But you know
hey,
what I'm saying?
That's a test that could go extremely fatal, bro.
He'll be all right. He'll be all right. I'll figure
he's
it out.
All right. He slowed down. He's not moving.
That's my car, nigga. Nah, but you know, I don't know. Like, fuck, man. That part will always be in the back of my head of just, yo, what are you gonna do when it comes down to it? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
something crazy is about to happen. Because I just trust myself in a lot of situations. Because you gotta be calm and, like, when an accident's about to happen, or you know what I mean, niggas acting crazy, because it's usually I feel like people get into accidents when they just lose control, they get too scared of like what's about to happen. It's still avoidable.
Yeah, you freeze up.
An accident is very avoidable in that like 2 seconds of what you do, like, you know,
right?
So I don't
sometimes,
know.
Sometimes,
yeah. In a lot of cases, there's nothing you can do, which is why it's called an accident. But I've been in some situations where I'm like, oof, if I didn't react right there, that would've been bad.
Yes.
No tweeting and driving, man.
Yeah.
Put that shit in the drafts.
Yeah. I did a red light.
Where's the place y'all boys want to go this year, man?
Oh, man. I was thinking about that recently.
Man, I'd like to get down to Europe, man.
Y'all went to...
Italians.
Vietnam, y'all went to?
Thailand?
Thailand.
Yeah.
Not Thailand.
I do want to see Vietnam.
But apparently Vietnam is very cheap.
Yeah.
I watched this TikTok of this dude. He spends $100 in Vietnam. And boy, was he... Like, he had, like, a good-sized plate for, like, $4. He had, like, a top-of-the-line Airbnb for, like, 90 bones.
Like that.
And I'm like, wow, like... I think I want to, you know, go to Thailand. I mean, Vietnam. It's popping.
I would love to, man. Come back with a crazy tan.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
But you said Europe, though. We're in Europe.
I'd like to bounce around. I feel like going to Europe. You can't just be in one spot and come back.
Yeah, you just want to look on a Europe trip. Yeah, I feel that. Yeah,
gotta sacrifice the knees for a decent trip.
Yeah. I really want to go to Jamaica. I feel like it's been a minute since I've went. It's been like 10 years, 15 years. So I really want to go to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And I want to go to New York again. I haven't been in a minute.
Yeah,
that's a nice wish list.
Yeah. It is, man. Fuck, I don't even know, man. I definitely want to go places, but like,
y'all been in? I really want to go to Florida again. It's been a minute since I've been to Florida.
Yeah, man.
And Florida was just such a good time, man, for me.
Honestly, yeah, I really want to go to Hawaii. There's something about, like, I just don't like the flight, but, like, I definitely like the vibe when I was in Hawaii. Very, like, I felt a different energy.
What's the flight? How long is it?
Well, you got to go to LA, and then it's, like, 6 hours from LA, but it's just, I don't like...
Damn, so that's
flying,
like,
over water.
I don't like flying over water for straight time.
It's like a 10-piece.
Like the whole flight, sorry. Sometimes the flight is usually rougher because it's wind and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But just the fact that I know, like, all right, let me go.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get up. We're doing a jump.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we
jump to LA.
Yeah, I don't like that. And it's 6 hours, so it's like.
I found, like, a plane crashing into water is better than.
Not even that, man. Like, I don't want to be in any type of plane crash ever, but, like...
Yeah, of course. Obviously,
but, like, it's just the fact that I know you have to fly over water for so long. And I was just saying this the other day, like, I hate being somewhere or going somewhere so far that the whole time I'm in that place, I'm thinking about the way back. And I'm like, fuck, I still have that trek to make. You know what I mean?
The further,
like,
I go, the further I gotta go back.
Yeah, right, you know? So it's just, like, places... Like, my dad went to Fiji, and it was just, like... It was kind of like a dream vacation for him that he just decided to do. And it's like 16, 19 hours or whatever. I'm like, that's straight water, that whole, like, you know, like, oh, man. It's, I don't know. Yeah. I just don't like thinking about that.
But you got it.
Hit that NyQuil, man. Mm-hmm.
It was almost like everyone was getting their life back together after COVID. And, like, we're now finally reaching a more, not sustainable, but, like, on beat. Everything's back on rhythm now. You know what I mean? It's like you had to kind of get that rhythm back where I'm like, I was actually thinking about, like, okay, now, like, certain things are set in my life. I'm like, okay, like, I maybe start traveling a little bit more again or plan something, maybe even per year, because I think we try to do shit last minute. Like, I'm trying to book something for summer and say, all right, this summer I'm going
to... Look forward to.
Yeah. Like, if Japan opens up, like, I'm going to pitch you guys the idea of, like, yo, let's follow to Japan.
Facts.
But even I want to try going somewhere and just, like, chilling there. Like, not really, like...
I'm just over here.
Yeah, I'm just here. Like, I'm just gonna. We found a house that's cheap. Like, I'd love to go to Wyoming or love to go to, like, you know what I mean, somewhere there's mountains and there's literally nothing. And maybe we can just cook and just be on our thing of just, we're just over there. I don't know, like, just chilling right now. Like,
I have a hard time planning shit so far ahead. Like, I booked a trip for fucking July, and then you get to July, and it's like, holy fuck, this is not a good time to go.
Yeah.
It should just be like that. But also, like, that's never going to happen if you don't.
Never going to happen.
But, like, you know what I mean? You could just...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard for me.
Yeah, so no. That's a fact.
Even, like, nigga asked me on Monday, what's your week looking like? I said, I don't even want to give you Friday. I'm clear right now. But by the time I get to Friday, some...
Like, who knows?
Serious shit pops up. I got to prioritize.
Yeah, man.
And then you're a flaker.
And then you're a flaker. Yeah, I flaked on a couple of people this weekend. And it was just so hectic. I'm like, yo, fuck. Right now, I just feel like water's just calmed after this Monday. Like, someone asked me how my Monday's going. I'm like, yeah, it's, like, very chill, actually.
Well, you got through the tough shit.
Yeah, like, I feel like things were hectic, and then that's just how it is. It's like a pattern. So it's like, how do I know in July, I'm not going to be a pattern where, like, shit's, like, hectic right now. Yeah, it's right. Do this. And it's like, I guess, you know.
Or, like, it takes you to a point where you're always in rhythm of, like, grinding and, like, not going as hard, then foot on the gas and then not. So, like, if you catch me at a point where I'm, like, I was kind of in, like, a chilling state and I feel like, damn, I'm about to go for another 2 weeks not doing shit. Should be hurting me, too.
Yeah.
It's so, I'm finding, like, a lot of, like, I think I've expressed this before, but struggles, like, lining up fucking, I guess, other schedules or, like, people not understanding, like, my schedule if I'm, like, if we're trying to hang or, like, you know what I mean? Like, set something up where it's, like, bro, if you're not, I guess, if you're not a good friend of mine or you're not an understandable friend, let's say that, you're going to have a problem with me because I book so many, like, not book, but I plan to do so much shit with, like, my friends, and then I'll be last minute, like, yeah, I can't do this. Like, my bad. And it's like, some people take it the wrong way. I'm like,
yeah.
Yo, today's looking bad. Well, sometimes, bro, like, I'm like, bro, this looks terrible. My day is not looking clean right now.
At all. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's really not. So,
As we just say tough. No to everything.
Oh, yeah, fuck it. But I say yes, I feel bad. I'm like, yeah, sure. Because I'm down.
Yeah. But in that moment.
Yeah.
I was down when you asked me. Listen, we're about to go into the Discord and answer your questions. You send us through voice note. You could text us, man. You could get down. Let's keep, if you're doing voice notes, let's keep it down to a minute. We're answering these over on the audio only. Wherever you get podcasts from, that's where it's going to be available. You could send us questions, slide over there, listen into the response. Let's get down, man. We got D Pirate with a question.
Off rip, I'm standing up to do this voice note. I'm from the South, but I feel like a West Coast accent fits this better. Best pizza place. We got Papa John's, Little Caesars, Domino's, Pizza Hut. I worked at Pizza Hut and Domino's, so I know a little something. Out of the four, worst to best. This is my list. Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, Domino's.
I want to know you guys' list.
Worst? Okay, worst Little Caesars is not Papa John's.
Worst?
He said his is Papa John's is the first one. He said worst to best, right?
Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, Domino's. Worst to best.
Yeah.
Worst to best.
Yeah, so he said Papa John's first.
I'm trying to think about what I'm
doing. Yeah,
it's a tough decision. I don't know. I don't like how you just threw John on the bus.
Yeah. PJ on the bus.
Little Caesars was in there?
Yeah. And Little Caesars. That second one.
Okay, that definitely goes last.
Yeah. I think it's Papa John's, Domino's, Pizza Hut.
You're going best to worst?
I'm going best to worst, yeah.
You said Papa John's?
Papa John's, like, this is an overall experience
over the
on, like,
hut?
How they make me feel later and shit
price,
like that.
Price point,
you know? Pizza Hut's a premium pie, but you don't do that every week. I can do Papa John's literally every week, and I won't feel it anyway.
You going PJ or Domi's, number one?
I may have to do, that's the thing, because Domino's got that, but they ain't got the Shaq attack.
Who be fucking up more? It comes down to who be
Domino's.
Fucking up more.
Domino's.
Yeah,
Domino's.
Fucking around, huh?
Domino's.
So that's number
really?
So Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's?
Lately, I'll say as of late, I'm going to say okay. Papa John's, Domino's.
Best to worst, Papa John's, Pizza Hut?
Pizza.
That's not, you ain't asked that.
I don't care. He's not from Canada.
Pizza.
Pizza, then Pizza Hut.
Check me out, man. I realized we didn't answer this shit. We got very excited and flustered, but we got the official vote in. Worst to best, Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Bonus question for y'all. Domino's, what's your favorite combination? Like, how you get crazy on the online menu? I got to go with the pan pizza with the Alfredo sauce. Chicken, banana peppers, little cheddar cheese, you won't get crazy. That's just what I'm working with. I'm passing to y'all. Much love.
I like what you did with the pan situation, man.
That's
you
a gotta five
pan
star
it up.
Nigga,
you get
man.
that flaky depth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like eating a fucking pastry.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that, you can't go wrong. You might have to do the Alfredo base if you're getting disrespectful towards your guts.
And a pan pizza, you gotta do well done so the whole meat didn't get cooked in the fucker. That's a good za right
there.
Yeah, man.
We get down with the chicken. We get down with the chovies, man. Mm-hmm. We get down with the.
It depends on how you're feeling, man. Just now, I'm coming off a sun-dried tomato, spicy salami, smoked provolone. I even did some fucking Alfredo on the base, man. It was crazy, man.
Omar Mustafa, talk to me.
Omar, what up, Duke?
I just recently came across this tweet that talked about flight seat partner. Me, personally, I feel like I'm a good flight seat partner. I get everything out of the way before the flight. I make sure I eat, use the bathroom, all that, so I cause minimal disruption on the flight.
That's a good person.
I'm just wondering, what type of flight seat partners that you guys have on your flights that pretty much annoyed you the whole flight?
Yeah, you're gonna have to figure out that piss situation.
Figure that out. Or just be more mindful.
Like, just consolidate your pisses. Or like if you're a pisser, you know, man, can we switch? I don't want to switch.
No, I don't. I'll just keep getting up. Like don't mind. Just ask
it makes for a good stretch sometimes. Yeah. Let me stand up.
Yeah.
Right.
Being a giant, my butts and faces and shit, all that fucking shit.
Right.
Someone had a big ass dog on a flight next to Waleed one time. And I think he got like a free flight out of it or something like that. He said he was allergic. No one asked him. Or he got a free upgrade or something like that.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's either gonna be just a loud baby or just someone that has bad BO, and I have to sit next to them.
Yeah, any kid hit me and shit, and I fuck with that.
Has anybody ever like fallen asleep on you guys?
Oh yeah, that's bad seat partner.
But
sure.
But now less
control your neck.
This has been episode 112 of the Red Water Podcast, the Peaches and Cream edition.
Woo!
Oh man, what's the goddamn bird of the day?
Man, let's give it to the hummingbird, man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.